حفظي بفرجي. What's the fourth thing Luqman alayhi salam said? To protect. Look at, we know, we speak of Sayyidina Uthman. He was a very modest man. In one kitab I read, Uthman, it's a very long incident. Uthman radiallahu anhu used to say, Allah gave me 10 privileges, nobody has it. And amongst the 10 things, one is he said, مَا وَضَعْتُ يَمِينِي عَلَى فَرْجِي مُنْذُ بَايَعْتُ بِهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. From the time I put my hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the day I died, as a mark of respect, I never put that hand on my private organ. I'm saying to you, my young boy, you've kissed the Quran, you've kissed the Kaaba, you've kissed your mother. Do you still want to put that lips in haram place? I had a young boy 2 weeks ago came to me crying. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, speak if you're comfortable, my brother. If not, then ustur ala nafsik wa la tukhbiranna ahad. Take care of yourself and repent in seclusion. He said, I went to an up-class club on a Saturday night. And if I add, I'll cry more. He had the Quran in his heart. 2 weeks ago. I got hooked up with a Muslim girl. And unfortunately, we got intimate in the club. I said, but how could you, I couldn't relate and identify. And unfortunately, the whole night went. Help me, what do I do with myself? Ya Allah, what has happened to this ummah? Hifdhi bi farji, to protect my private organs. That's the advice of Sayyidina Luqman, by virtue of which Allah gave him this honor. Then, takrimati daifi. Another quality that Allah has given me, I take special care of my guest. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. Under this ayah in Madarik al-Tanzeel, there is an amazing incident written. Abu Zayd says, قال لي شابٌ. Read the narration. قال لي شاب من أهل بلخ. Once upon a time, what were the pearls of wisdom that the youth of this ummah was articulating? He says, a young boy from Balkh one day came to me. He said, Ya Aba Zayd, ما الزهد عندكم? Tell me, what's the definition of piety by your standard? And what is the definition of generosity by your standard? So I said, إِذَا وَجَدْنَا أَكَلْنَا وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا صَبَرْنَا. When we have, we consume. When we don't have, we persevere. He said, no offense. هَكَذَا عِنْدَنَا كِلَابُ بَلْخ. هَكَذَا عِنْدَنَا كِلَابُ بَلْخ. No offense to you. That which you consider as piety, our dogs are the same like you people. When they have, they eat. When they don't have, they make sabr. I read this, there was a pain within me. He equated the dogs of his town to those pious people. Allah forbid, we don't even have what the dogs have. When we don't have, can we persevere? Taking every child today sitting in the kitchen, yelling at his mother, the food has been prepared, that 5 minutes is too much for him to wait. What's going to happen to this generation? I remember I was sitting in California in one masjid in Fremont. It was the month of Ramadan. After I completed my lecture, two youngsters came, male and female brother, you know, husband and wife. And they had some marital discord and altercation. Tried to explain to them, the boy had his mind, the sister was crying for her dowry and all the other fake promises that the boy had made. As he leaves, she says, Sheikh, I'm promising you I'm suicidal and I'm going to commit suicide. I said, sister, take care of yourself. This is life. This is the reality of life. I'm saying, has the challenges of life intensified, or have we weakened that over every second thing it's suicides? Read the statistics of how many females attempt suicide. They say pro rata more males perpetrate it, but more women attempt it. Women are prone to pop pills. Boys will go the more vigorous way and the more vicious way. These are realities within our community. So I said, okay, then mazzuhdu indakum. You tell me, what's the definition of piety? He said, إِذَا وَجَدْنَا آثَرْنَا وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا صَبَرْنَا. The day we have, that day the entire community is invited home.
The day we have, everybody comes home.
In Surah Haqqa, Allah speaks about the disbeliever. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا يَحُذُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. He never brought iman on Allah, and he never encouraged the feeding of poor people. So what is the consequences and the repercussion? خُذُوهُ, nab him. فَغُلُّوهُ, tie a yoke around him. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا اِتُولُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَسْلُكُ. Then take a chain, the length of which is 70 cubits. The narration of Tanbihul Ghafilin Sifatul Nar. لَوْ أَنَّ سِلْسِلَةً مِنَ السِّلْسِلَةِ الَّتِي ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ وُضِعَ عَلَى جَبَلْ لَذَابَ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْأَرْضَ السَّابِعَةِ. If a cubit of the chain which the Quran speaks about has to be placed on any mountain, the heat that it will give off is so intense, it will penetrate to the seventh earth. He will be shackled in a chain with that intensity of heat, the length of which would be 70 cubits. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَسْلُكُ. Shackle him. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, in the tafsir is mentioned under this ayah, كَانَ يَحُذُّ إِمْرَأَتَهُ عَلَىٰ تَكْثِيرِ الْمَرَقِ وَكَانَ يَقُولُ خَلَعْنَا نِصْفَ السِّلْسِلَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَلْنَخْلَعْ نِصْفَ الْبَاقِي بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Allah said he will be shackled for two reasons: no iman, no charity. Abu Darda heard this, he came home, he said, my wife, we have unshackled ourselves proportionate to the faith, let's unshackle ourselves by giving charity also. You and I are not charitable, but those in the forces of evil are charitable. Surah Muhammad, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَشَاقُّوا الرَّسُولِ